Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, Kevin Powell on sports.
No big deal.
Violetta Pettermanic, of course, on the traffic, and Trudy Pylak on the news. But right now, it's a little sports talk. Here's Troy Murray, brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen. It's Tuesdays with Troy, our last of the regular season, Troy. And you are in Pittsburgh awaiting tomorrow night the Blackhawks taking on the Gwynns in Pittsburgh as one of the last games of the regular season. Quite honestly, my friend, I cannot wait for this regular season to be over. Cannot wait.
Well, I think that's kind of the mentality of the Blackhawks at this point. It's been a long season, and, you know, they had a real good start, and they had a good purpose to what they wanted to do this season. But they all know inside that locker room what happens starts in about – you know, 2 weeks from now when you get into the postseason. This is a little bit of a tough situation for them to be going through. Mentally, I don't think they're where they need to be, which is a little bit concerning, but I think Joel Quenneville will get these guys straightened out and headed in the right direction and looking for a long postseason run this year.
Well, let's talk about that. You had the worst loss I've seen the Hawks take, and I can't remember the last time that they lost 7-0. I mean, that's not a hockey score, right? I mean, that's especially for, you know, a team as dominant as the Blackhawks have been. And then last night, a bit of a disappointment. You know, they got the tie. They got the point. That's very important. And points right now, you need them because they appear to be able to have home ice through the Western Conference playoffs. But then, it you know, God willing, they get to the Stanley Cup. They still need to make up some ground against the Capitals there to get home ice. So these points count. But what do you account for at least the last couple of games?
You know, Roy, I sit here and I look at you know, even going back to last week at the United Center, they got 5 out of 6 points. They won all three games, but one was in extra time against teams that really didn't have anything to play for and had some tough seasons in Vancouver, Colorado, and Dallas. They got away with a lot of things that they were doing incorrectly. And Joel Quenneville kind of touched on that. He was well aware of what was going on. They weren't playing the right way. And then you play against a team that was in complete desperation mode, the Florida Panthers, who have had a disappointing season, but they're a real good hockey team. And I was glad, actually, in a lot of ways that they lost that game 7-0 rather than a 3-2 loss. And you say, well, we're just kind of okay. We're where we need to be, but a little bit better will be a big difference. They were embarrassed in that game. So there was a real eye-opener for them. Tampa, I thought, played a real strong game. The second period for Tampa was really good. They put a lot of pressure on the Blackhawks. And, you know, the Blackhawks did, as you mentioned, get the point out of that game. But right now, these last two games, those two teams that they played had a different purpose to their game than what the Blackhawks have. And the Blackhawks have to make sure that they get their mindset the right way. I know you kind of sit here and you go, well, you know, boy, oh boy, this is not the right time of the season to be heading in the wrong direction. And I agree with that. But you got to trust the core group of guys inside the locker room that they know what they need to do. I think this should be a real good test tomorrow, and I think this will be a real good performance by the Blackhawks in response to, you know, maybe the last five games where they haven't been very good.
Troy, it's pretty clear they're missing Artem Anisimov, the centerman, who's been out with an ankle or foot injury. Who needs to step up and
lower
fill that
body.
Lower body.
Kevin.
That's right. Sorry, too many
Who
details
said ankle?
There.
Yeah, right. This is like
lower body.
This is basically like the House Intel Committee trying
Don't
to describe.
Anything away, Kevin.
An accidental slip by me. This apparent lower body injury, Troy, that's keeping Artem Anisimov out. Who needs to step up and fill that void? Because it's been pretty apparent they're missing him.
Well, they are, and in the short term, you can get away with missing a good player, a big piece of the puzzle. But in the long run, I think it's kind of panning out to where everybody kind of realizes how important Anisimov is to the team. You had Nick Schmaltz there, you had Ryan Hartman there. Tanner Carroll is going to get that opportunity for the second game in a row to fill that spot between Panarin and Patrick Kane. You really miss Anisimov in so many ways. He fills such a big role on this team, but he's a quiet, kind of unassuming type of personality inside that locker room. But you know, the players understand how important he is to the team. The coaching staff obviously has a real good understanding. But Tanner Carroll's going to get this opportunity. It looks like he's still 1 or 2 weeks away, and Anisimov is from getting back in the lineup, which would kind of put him into the lineup at the beginning of the
I think
playoffs.
That's important. It's more important for that.
I think it is. You know, so that's, you know, the benefit is he's going to be well-rested and ready to go when he does get back in. But right now they're looking for a fit. And when you have Anisimov in the lineup, it puts everybody else in the right pecking order, second center, third center, fourth center, all the wingers are kind of in place. So they're kind of switching things around here, looking for some, you know, some success that they can try and find in the short term here with some chemistry on that second line.
Yeah. Trey, let me ask you a question here about this Ryan Hartman. You know, we had Ryan Hartman on last season, at the end of last season. He scored, you know, his first game with the Hawks, scores a goal. We had him on to celebrate that right afterwards. Incredibly talented young man. I mean, this is one, this is some of the genius of the Blackhawks and of Stan Bowman specifically in terms of finding these diamonds throughout the very many roughs of you know, the places where you find young hockey players, college or Canada or the places they find them. But you know, he's very good. He's clearly a guy who's going to have a great career in the NHL. But he seems to be having that sophomore cockiness issue that happens to so many people in sports and entertainment that that think, hey, you know, I'm making it. And he's been a little mouthy. He's gotten some penalty minutes here. He's not listening, it doesn't appear, he's not feeling the room, as we like to say. He's trying to take everything on his own shoulders. Have you seen this before, Troy, I ask you, and what needs to happen here?
Well, if you look at Ryan, you know, coming into this year, Stan Bowman and the organization wanted to see what they had in these young kids. And, you know, Ryan Hartman's a big piece of it. Hinostroza, you know, still could be in the mix. You know, Nick Schmaltz comes out of University of North Dakota. They had to find out, Tanner Carroll, all these young players, they had to find out what they had. The one thing about Ryan Hartman that was kind of the negative side of his, you know, personality as a player was he was a little bit of an undisciplined type of player. Basically all season long, we had not seen that side of it. And maybe, as you mentioned, the last little while here, you know, there was an instigator penalty that people said that, you know, shouldn't have done it. But I was completely against that. That was the right time and place. You got to protect your teammates and hold opposition players accountable.
Oh, the fight penalty. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but that was against the Edmonton Oilers in a game against, you know, Edmonton right after that 5-day layoff. But when you are a young player and you take a minor penalty and then you argue that and you get yourself in a position where you get the second minor penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct, that really turned the tables in that game against the Florida Panthers. It was 1-0 hockey game at that point. And Joel Quenneville is just not going to accept that inside the locker room and made a big statement by sitting out a guy who's got 18 goals on the year, has had a tremendous, in his rookie season, as they call it, he's had a tremendous season. But the point is being made is that this is all about what happens to the team. It's not an individual thing. And for Ryan Hartman, don't get sidetracked. Keep your focus on what you need to do. Play hard whistle to whistle. Don't take extra penalties. You know, if you look at this guy, he led Rockford last year in penalty minutes. You kind of had the idea that this, you know, guy in some ways, and I don't mean to use this term in a bad, disrespectful way, but kind of a loose cannon where yeah. You never know what's going to happen. That was his MO coming into it. And if you could curtail that and make sure that he stays on the train tracks and heading in the right direction, he's had that great season. But Joel Quenneville's making a very vivid point here to Ryan Hartman that don't get sidetracked. Stay with a course. Don't do anything individually that's going to hurt the team. And he made the point. He sat him out last game. He's going to be back in the lineup tomorrow night, it sounds like, against Pittsburgh. And lesson learned. And even Ryan Hartman said, you know, it'll never happen again.
Good.
It won't happen again under the tenure of the Blackhawks.
I tell you something.
You know, if it does, you're not going to play again.
Let me tell you something. When Quenneville looks at you with those wolfen gray blue eyes.
I can only imagine.
And that mustache starts to twitch.
The glare.
Hey, guys, isn't that stare when they show him on the camera behind the bench? And you know what? It's a big part of what Joel Quenneville is all about. When he walks into a room, there's a presence about him that is, you know, I mean, sometimes you get some of these coaches in professional sports and they walk in, you're kind of going, well, how does this guy motivate or intimidate players or however it works when they really don't have that strong personality?
We know. We see his eyes.
He has that personality, and he sees, you know, players sense that behind the bench. And you make a mistake, and you get that little glare from Joel that's looking over his
mustache. The worst.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, God, I get it, Troy. I get it. All right, Troy Murray, thank you very much. Brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen. Appreciate it. Call a good game tomorrow night.
Thank you, Troy.
All right. Always thanks for having me on, guys.
Welcome. All right. Here we go. Violetta Potomatic never says thank you for having her on. It's got the WGN Turbo Trouble Spots.